KDBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The mercenary army known as the Wagner Group still moving away from Moscow after Belarus offered leader Yevgeny Prigozhin safe harbor as part of a wider deal. His whereabouts still unclear after an attempted mutiny.
Putin has a long memory and he goes after traitors, and if it takes time, he'll still do it. But in this case, Prigozhin may or may not go to Belarus. I'm sure he's a savvy guy. He knows that Putin could come after him at some point. So I'm sure he has something up his sleeve, or he's holding something that Putin wants that will prevent Putin from coming after him.
ABC military analyst Steve Ganyard. They're cleaning up in Indiana following a weekend of tornadoes, at least one deadly. Severe weather also hitting parts of Arkansas. The Coast Guard heading up the investigation into the submersible that imploded last week with five people on board. They've gone to view the wreckage of the Titanic before a catastrophic accident kill them all. This is ABC News. A looming deadline for U.S. airlines to upgrade the devices telling them how far planes are from the ground. The frequency used by the devices is similar to those for 5G broadband. Experts worry about confusion, especially when a plane is landing in bad weather. ABC News aviation expert John Nance.
What happens on July 1 is that all the aircraft that needed filters put in their antenna lines for the radio altimeters should be in compliance. Otherwise, they're going to have some restriction in terms of how low they can fly on approaches.
Delta says 190 planes won't be ready in time, and JetBlue reportedly won't have the upgrades till October. A pill version of the weight loss drug Ozempic is on the way, though probably not this year. Researchers finding the active ingredient may be just as effective when taken orally instead of being injected, but some doctors warn of more side effects. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Isn't it?
What a beautiful
place. Oh, you should see this place. In the bathroom, showers, everything. It's awesome.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, WGBW 97.9, and here with the legendary Tom Zaleski.
I am with the legends. I got Mr. Mayor to my right, the God Mino to my left. One of your first guests beside Mayor Genrich.
Right.
What a thrill. Thanks for being here.
And it was your
allowing me to be here.
And all those years I served as mayor, Tom, my biggest fear was you running against me. So you could have been the mayor too in our first guest. But
I thought you said that I was your biggest fear running against
me. No, I never said that. Right. No, that wasn't me. Thank you for being here. This is great have people who really have not only made this community what it is, but people like you who could have gone anywhere else, right? And you chose to stay in Green Bay. And we talked a little bit this morning about Green Bay being named the best place to live in the U.S. by U.S. News and World Report. And you think we deserve that?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. Yeah, I do. Because, you know, back in 1978, September of 78, I came to Green Bay. Wow. And my goal as a 25-year-old punk was, after 1 year, I'm going to the big time.
Right.
And guess what? 45 years later, here I am. I'm in the big time.
I'll be honest with you. I worked in, kind of like you were in West Virginia first,
weren't
you?
I was.
Yeah. And I worked in Idaho, you know, my first gig and whatever, and Tucson, Arizona, Flint, Michigan, and then Green Bay. And Green Bay was always my destination. I mean, I didn't have aspirations for the Chicagos or the Milwaukees or anything like that. And I did have some offers, you know, different than we all do. But once I was here and living here, it's like, why leave? I mean, you know what I mean? And being in sports with the Packers and everything like that, I never had an inclination to ever leave Green Bay, to be totally honest with you.
No, and once kids come along, that changes the whole
landscape. A lot of people in Green Bay wanted me to go someplace else.
Right, but right here.
No, we're glad you stayed, but I've heard so many horror stories from people who I've worked with who've gone on to the quote-unquote big time.
Absolutely.
And then they tell me about the housing and the costs and the drugs and the schools. And probably
the politics, too, a little bit in those bigger markets.
A little bit more than a little bit, yeah. So why would you go?
How has it evolved in the years you've been here, Z?
Well, you know, from when I came, we were still doing film.
You know, myself and your photographer had this talk, because when he walked in this morning, and the gear they have right now is so lightweight compared to our day. Right. And I said, when I first got into the business, 1979, it was just entering the videotape phase. And used to have the film. There were still processing rooms in the TV stations I worked at. And isn't it amazing how the media has changed over the years?
Exactly. That's how I started, as a matter of fact. My first job was processing the film.
Really?
I had to mix the chemicals and process the film.
Wow.
And so now look where we've come. We've come to digital, and I can't spell digital.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it crazy?
You know, I let the young kids take care of that.
By the way, Jim, you know what I hold him in the highest esteem for?
As do I.
One of his old girlfriends.
Oh, he always talks about this.
Tell him who your old girlfriend was back in West Virginia.
I can't say it was a girlfriend. It was a date.
Well, whatever.
It's a
better story.
One-time Pizza Hut date in Milton, West Virginia.
And it was?
Well, her name was Brenda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
First changed her name?
Her name was Brenda at the time. And Brenda and I had pizza with a few other people.
And she wrote a song about you.
No, not
called,
about.
Yes, called Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. No,
but later.
No way.
Crystal Gale. That's his girlfriend.
I came to Green Bay, and after I was here for about 5 years, I'm watching like Johnny Carson or somebody.
Yeah.
And I see this girl come on. Please welcome Crystal Gale. And I'm going, that's not Crystal Gale. That's Brenda.
Yeah.
No kidding. Crystal Gale performed at the Carlton West. She was in Green Bay. Her hair was what? I mean,
right. 5 feet. Down to her knees.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Great voice. Is she still around?
Sure.
You know, I think she's
Oh, God bless. Yeah. She put on a great show. You dated Crystal Gale. You guys were engaged.
Isn't that
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. I was emceeing a country music show.
Okay.
And Loretta Lynn was the headliner.
Wow.
And
my bad, I missed
Loretta
the break.
Came to me backstage and said, do you think that my little sister could sing a song? I went, yeah.
Wow. That's what happened?
Oh, I think we got cut.
We got to get that's a good story. He's got a. John's going to get mad at you.
He missed the cue.
That was a good story.
Great.
That Crystal and people in who are listening to us know Crystal Gale, and they were at the Carlton West, so I think they think that's really a pretty cool story. We're going to finish. John, I want to pick that up again.
Yeah.
I think that's.
Remember reading out, I think, what's his name wrote it? I don't know. What's that?
Carly, what? So, Tom, pick up on that. So, Crystal Gale, you, Loretta Lynn, Crystal Gale, and those are big time, and Tom Zelaski all on the stage at the same time?
Back then, Tom Zelaski was a pretty useless piece of work. I was just learning the business.
I remember Warren Gerds one time wrote an article about Loretta Lynn did a show, I want to say at the Carlton, and he kind of criticized the performance or something, and she called him the next day at the Press Gazette and kind of tore into him. Yeah. Wow. So they were a feisty bunch, weren't they?
Oh, were they? Yeah.
Yeah.
And super professional. They were just great.
So let me ask you this. What do you think you'd be doing right now if she had accepted your marriage proposal?
Well, number one, there was no marriage proposal. And number two, it would have taken her about 3 days to catch on to me and go, no, I'm not doing this.
Were you a country DJ?
Ever. Well, you're going through college, you did anything you had to do to pay for college. And so every Saturday and Sunday, I would MC or host a country DJ show. And I get off the air, and I would drive down the street for a mile to the Milton Opry House. It was the Grand Ole Opry, a smaller version.
Okay.
And then every Saturday night, I would MC this country music show.
Oh, cool. Fun. Yeah. Very cool.
Made a little money. That's how I got through college.
How much did you make your first? We're with Tom Zelaski, by the way, our very special guest here, and Mine with the Mayor. What was your first salary? Because I'll tell you mine, $9,600 a year.
Well, I don't remember the radio salary, but I do remember the first TV salary.
Okay.
$7,500.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you've been here, what, did you say 40 years?
September 78. Yeah.
Okay. And you stayed here, which I just love when talent stays here. And we have a lot of talent that has chosen to stay here when you could have gone other places. I want to talk to you a little bit more about the best places to live in the U.S. I mean, tell me, I mean, you were just talking on break about how these excursions you do. You've done, you know, a gazillion of them. You've been all over the world, all over. What do you think about Green Bay?
Yeah, no, it's always great to come home.
Right.
I get to do these trips through holiday vacations.
Yeah.
And I've been all over the world on these things.
Yeah.
But, man, it is so nice, after you've seen the world, to be able to come back to Green Bay and come back to some sense of normalcy.
Now, see, so many people in this business, we talked about moving markets and everything like that. But, you know, like we were saying, once you got your niche, once you've got your place, it's okay to not, you know, have that wanderlust about. And let's be totally honest with you. In the media business, and we've been in the business for a long time, a lot of it is ego-driven in regards to, oh, I have to get to a top 20 market, have to get to a top 10 market. Just for that aspect of, look at me, I'm a major market player.
Right. And then I've heard from so many of my colleagues who went there. They went to the top 10. They went to the top 5. And then they call us and go, you know what? It's the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only a lot more headaches and a lot more hassle.
What's changed the most in Green Bay in the time you've been here?
just, well, as you were talking with the mayor, this downtown, this is beyond belief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How it's changed.
And I credit Mayor Jim Schmidt for that.
Well, you know something else, though, that people don't realize? Like, when I started doing sports here, the Packers were terrible. I mean, just horrific. I mean, you know, it was 4-12 seasons and, you know, doing the coach's show and coming up with excuses or whatever you want to call it over and over and over. People don't realize. I mean, we have down years comparatively these days, but they have no idea the bleak period we had with the Green Bay Packers for so many years. And I remember the time you talked about changes. Remember the time in 1986, I believe it was, Sports Illustrated did a huge article about Green Bay and the Green Bay Packers, how nobody wants to live here, nobody wants to play here, you know, they might lose their franchise, all those sorts of things. So people don't realize we've got it really good right now with the way things are going because, man, was it 180 degrees in the opposite direction not that long ago.
I think what Z's saying about the downtown is, that's a pretty good analogy. Nobody wanted to be down here. I mean, it was tough. The suburbs, you know, were kind of taking over these businesses and, you know, and thanks for giving me some credit to that. But I mean, people stepped up, right? You know, right across the street, Schreiber, you know, they built that right. building and, you know, 700 employees, Nicolet Bank and Bob Atwell stepped up. And of course the Hyatt and the Northland and, you know, and the city council too, you know, building the city deck and Hagemeister just, but it takes vision. For one, which I think I had a little bit of that, but boy, it takes a lot of people to move the ball a lot. And you guys were great. You always, Mike always promoted, you know, Green Bay being a great city and a great downtown and, you know, everything from even hosting the fireworks, which you've done for years. Are you doing that?
Right, we're doing it next Tuesday night.
The weather's going to be unbelievable.
Live on
Did you see that? And Tom Zelaski and his crew from Channel 5 come down here and they broadcast the fireworks. They interview people and that is the best of Green Bay. It's just high energy. It's a great evening. There's food vendors, and you're right on the water. But, yeah, it just took a lot of people to make this happen. And I think we, John and I were talking earlier, you know, we want to maintain this number one. Well, not maybe not number one, but we want to be in the top 10 of places sure, to live. Sure. And it's going to take a lot of continued effort.
Yeah. Well, the two things I always will remember Mayor Schmidt for is, number one, this transformation of downtown.
Right.
And number two, the best retirement party anybody ever had.
I heard about this. He told me about it. Yeah, it was over at the Northland, right?
Yeah.
He gave me the honor of emceeing that retirement
really?
Party.
Really?
Oh, was, wow. It was a blowout.
And look, now he's out of retirement.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I yeah. 4 years. And thanks again for hosting that. That was fun. I mean, that. And this. People were thankful, and a lot of companies donated a little bit of money to that. And there was, we gave that book away, you emceed that. We had some speakers. That, and I like parties, right? I mean, I don't think that's a big secret. And that was, and thanks again, that was a fun party.
It kind of had a New Orleans theme to it.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
I wouldn't know. At the very end of the night.
Right.
We had fireworks outside.
Really?
But to get to the fireworks, we had, who's the clarinet player? Van Ness. He and a whole cadre of New Orleans-style dancers.
Really?
Dancing us all the way down the steps.
Kevin Van Ness.
So that's where my property tax money went.
Kevin Van Ness, who, he is an unbelievable musician, CDs, just great guy. All right. I think we're done.
We got set to a quick break. We'll be back with a little bit more of Tom Zelaski right after this. What?
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255. Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today. Otherwise, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 68. North winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 58. Overcast skies. Mainly clear sky tomorrow. 76. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid 70s on Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. WGBW 97.9, our very first show on the airways with a very special guest, Tom Zaleski, who is basically the biggest name in TV history in Green Bay. What do you think?
I think totally. I take a back seat to more than one person.
Okay.
Yeah. Number one, to me, biggest name was Chuck Ramsey.
Sure. Yeah. And
he's still around.
Absolutely.
And I see the old man once in a while at Fleet Farm, and we trade war stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Nelson.
Oh, I didn't know him.
Bobby Nelson was a huge, huge name.
Yeah. All right. One guy I worked with that was great who passed away, Ray Wheeler.
Ray Wheeler.
Remember Ray?
Right. He was at TV 11, and then he was with me over at TV 2 for a while.
Yep. And then back to 11.
Yep.
With me.
Went back there.
Bob Schultz. Remember Bob Schultz was great.
And Bob is still around.
Yep. Absolutely.
He did sports, and then he became an anchor.
Right.
Yeah.
And Big frankly, Al Sampson.
Al Sampson. Yep. Yes. And you know what? To this day, my dear friend and the guy who took my place at Channel 2, Bill Jarts, has done so much for this community.
He does more charity work than any person I know. And he's done some stuff for me, and I've almost wanted to try to force it to pay him. Right. He won't accept anything. Nothing. Incredible.
And Tom, you're right up there with Bill Jarts, though, but you lock eyes with these guys at one of those charity auctions. Hold on to your wallet because you keep coming back, and Jarts squeezed me. And I mean, I said to my wife, maybe we can spend $200. He ended up spending $600 on this bird or this statue or something. But the charity work it's more than just a news anchor. I mean, you guys are community minded, which leads me to a question I told my wife I was going to be asking you today. I mean, you're obviously in great health. Politics, is that in your wheelhouse? County exec, state senator? I mean, everybody respects you, and you have done... I mean, the first time I met you, I don't know if you remember this, but it was at an auction that some kid really got hurt in a ski accident. And this is 20 years ago. You won't remember that, but I was just like, wow, I didn't even know you did that you went out and raised, and you emceed this auction and raised some money. I remember talking to his sister. So, you look at 20 years of that, plus, you know, being on TV pretty much every night, and you know the community pretty much as well as anyone. Do you think about that? Do you think about state senator? Is that something you would?
Mayor, I've always said if I were 40 years old now, I would do that. I would consider politics if I were 40.
Would you want me as your campaign manager?
No.
That would be great.
But I'm
70.
But look at our president. And his opponent, and we're not going to talk national politics, but I don't think age, the older I get, it's wisdom that we need. It's not youth. I mean, you could run a 5K. You know, I mean, I don't, your health is, I wish you guys would think about that. I told Johnny last week we were at lunch or something and we were talking about politics and, you know, we're going to lean in on politics a little bit here. We're going to, you know, we're going to talk about city council. We're going to interview the candidates for county board. And our question is going to be, you know, what are you going to do for our community? Even when these state legislators, John and I were at an event and ran into Senator Baldwin and, you know, we both know her and like her. And of course we know Ron Johnson as well. But our question to them is, what are you doing for our community, right? I mean, I understand they've got a lot on their plate, but I want to get back to people who have lived here 30, 40 years. And do you, I don't know, take age out of it. Would you consider that? And I don't want to put you on the spot. Really, I'm going to ask everybody that comes in here.
Yeah, I guess at this day and age, I wouldn't consider it only because I've become so soured. Ah. I mean, you well know what's happening on our national political
scene. Yeah, it's gotten crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's just gotten out of control. And I just
I don't know when it got so vicious.
I know. Yeah.
Just in general, wow.
I don't know if you're what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care. But, I mean, you seem like a nonpartisan guy. I think I was a nonpartisan mayor. I think we need that. But anyway, all right. I told Don I'd ask you that. I asked you that. I don't like your answer, but I'll accept it.
No, I think I'll fade off into that.
By the way, we're going to be on your show one day soon, aren't we?
Oh, yes. I like that show.
We are going to tape Newsmaker Sunday with the both of you.
Yep.
On Thursday, the 6th
of July.
Of July.
Okay.
And then I'll have to get them word to you when it's going to be airing.
Sure.
What Sunday morning?
You know, I always have a great time when I help fill in with Lisa Malik on her show.
Yes.
In the mornings.
Well, that's always going to be a fun show with both of you. It's going to be a fun show. Yeah.
You got a good staff over there. You've got some good people that work there. And I of course, everybody in Green Bay, I think, is like just super nice. I was telling these kids, I was at Pick and Save Saturday doing some shopping. And this one kid said, well, you were the mayor. And I'm like, yeah, you were pretty young when I got elected. And he was like born when I was elected, but whatever. I told him about this show. And I said, look, I think there's a great youth group in this. I think people are nice, but I think the young people that you meet that are working are really good kids. I don't know if you run into them, like you've got the pretty young staff working here today. And I just think we have to encourage them to stay here and contribute here and not leave. Like, you didn't leave to a bigger market. These kids, I don't think they should leave either. I think we have opportunities here, right?
Yeah, I don't think they have to. I think there was a time, yeah, I mean, literally you worked in the mill, you know, for Fort Howard or whomever it was, or you left the area. But I mean, there's so many different things. I still think the most amazing thing is like the Humanas of the world and those kind of places. Mm-hmm. People don't realize what an impact they've made for keeping people in these communities.
Right. Or even just across the street.
Right across the street. Absolutely.
And look at what we're doing with healthcare.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Incredible. And telling John, I teach at NWTC. And
what do you teach?
Part-time, just business classes. It's pretty intro. I don't know, maybe for you they wouldn't be, but for most people it's introductory. It's socialism, capitalism, some vocabulary.
And you want to know what I would love to go to NWTC for? True story. You know what I'd love to do? Welding.
You know, why not?
I'd love to be a welder.
I want to talk about that, not today, but...
Oh, I should be a welder?
You got to find something after this.
Right.
John, what Green Bay offers, it offers a lot of things, and you look at why we are the number one, but one thing is transitioning careers. I mean, you go out to TC, I mean, you can go from being a dental hygienist to a firefighter.
Yeah.
Just anything, and from a radio personality to a welder.
Yeah.
That can happen right here in Green Bay because of the infrastructure, the education that we offer. And
I would love to be a firefighter as long as I didn't have to go up ladders.
Yeah, well.
Got a height problem. Like, if it was just like a ranch house that was on fire, I could do that. But I could never go up those ladders. You ever watch those guys in training? What they do? It's incredible.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. Sure I do. Yeah.
Yep. What would you have done if you hadn't done this, Z-Man?
You know what? My first inkling in life, I wanted to be a clown in the circus.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And some people will say that I made it.
Oh, you.
You've checked that box.
Wow. I was the guy coming up at the end of the parade with a shovel.
That is funny.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The mercenary army known as the Wagner Group still moving away from Moscow after Belarus offered leader Yevgeny Prigozhin safe harbor as part of a wider deal. His whereabouts still unclear after an attempted mutiny.
Putin has a long memory and he goes after traitors. And if it takes time, he'll still do it. But in this case, Prigozhin may or may not go to Belarus. I'm sure he's a savvy guy. He knows that Putin could come after him at some point. So I'm sure he has something up his sleeve or he's holding something that Putin wants that will prevent Putin from coming after him.
ABC military analyst Steve Ganyard. They're cleaning up in Indiana following a weekend of tornadoes, at least one deadly. Severe weather also hitting parts of Arkansas. The Coast Guard heading up the investigation into the submersible that imploded last week with five people on board. They gone to view the wreckage of the Titanic before a catastrophic accident kill them all. This is ABC News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What are we doing the last 15 minutes? Or is it John? Is Tom on here till?
Well, we'll do one more segment. Okay.
Okay.
That's 10 minutes. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, WGBW 97.9, our very first show, working our way into the new realm once again of radio with the voice, Tom Zelaski. Z, you got to tell that story you told in between. First of all, right before we went to break, you said your ambition was to be a clown in the circus, but now you got to talk about the most famous anchor, maybe in TV history, who's from your hometown.
Ted Knight.
Ted
Baxter from the Mary Tyler Moore Show is actually, his name is Tadeusz Konopka.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Konopka family.
Is that Greek or what is that?
Polish.
Polish. Oh, okay. Polish. All right.
From down the street.
Wow.
And he went to high school with my grandfather. And after high school, they bought a gas station together in our town, which is a population, 400.
Yeah.
And they ran it for 2 years. And after they ran it, they sold it. They took the profits. My grandfather took his part of the profits and went to the Hartford School of Engineering. Ted went to the Hartford School of Acting.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet him?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Konopka. I guess he does look Polish, right? And
he looks Polish.
I think he.
What does a Polish person look like?
Fair skin.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Ted Knight.
he looks Polish. Okay.
I can see that when he said the name. I don't want to stereotype. I think.
What sounds like
I'm
you
part
are?
Polish. I'm part Polish.
Are you really?
Yes, okay. I am. Konieczka. So close. Anyway, did he make it like big? Like, do you know his career path? I mean, he was terrific.
I think he's a World War II veteran, wasn't he?
Wow. I think he was. But, I mean, it took him a lot of years to make it.
Did it? Okay.
Until he hit the Mary Tyler Moore
Show. Yeah.
And then that was
I will it. Say this. See, when I watched, because I still love that show. I still love that show. Oh, yeah. But I will say this. In fact, I bet we both, if we went to our closets, we wore a lot of those big plaids exactly. and the big wide ties. I mean, that wasn't fiction. We all, our early days in TV, we wore stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I always remember my favorite scene on that show was when Ted was anchoring. He's on the air and he's anchoring. And he goes, oh, wait a minute. I'm being handed something.
Right.
He takes a piece of paper and he looks at it. He goes, Ted, you have a spot on your tooth.
Classic TV show. Yeah. That was just so great. And that really did bring out a lot of the old characteristics of TV back in the day.
It did. Although my grandfather would always tell me that Ted in real life, even in high school, he was that cocky egomaniac.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, strutted around. Yeah, Grandpa said there wasn't a whole lot of difference between Ted Baxter and the real guy.
Well, that's cool. That's, funny. That's very cool. Hey, Z, we were talking a little bit about the Packers earlier, about the draft coming up. That's going to be coming to Green Bay. The different concerts they've had at Lambeau Field over the years. Isn't it amazing? Like I said before, 1985 or 86, Sports Illustrated basically buried Green Bay and the Packers. And I remember back when they were talking about free agency, and so many members of the Packers organization were saying that could be the death knell for the Packers because nobody's going to want to come to Green Bay for free agency. And literally, what Ron Wolf did in getting Reggie White to come to Green Bay turned around this entire community.
Yeah,
it did. That was so huge.
It did. And I was smack in the middle of the inside of all those bad, bad years.
Right. So was I.
Because, little known fact, and I can say this some 40 years later, I was married to the daughter of the receivers coach.
That's right. Luke Carpenter.
At the time, to Luke Carpenter.
I remember getting his autograph when I was a little kid. Yeah.
And so I used back in those days.
Right.
There weren't so many restrictions. And Lou would always take me into the facility on draft day. I'd be up in the draft room with him.
Really? I didn't know that. You know what I remember about Lou? He used to smoke during practice.
He did. and he smoked up in the booth.
Did he?
During the games.
I mean, that's things you just don't see anymore. This guy's smoking on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah. He did. Yeah. So I really got a chance to see and hear the inside of those.
Wow. You were in the draft room?
Tough day. Yes.
Wow. That's cool.
But the draft room was nothing like it is today.
No. Well, right? And we were talking to the mayor earlier. That's a world stage for us, right? For 5 days in 2025, when we have the draft here in Green Bay, and it's big now. It's even going to be a little bit bigger. I mean, nobody promotes them.
Kansas City had 300,000 people.
Right.
There's 300,000 people showed up for the draft.
Right.
Where are they going to actually physically hold it? Here in town?
Not yet. Okay. I don't think it's been announced yet.
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to do that over at Titletown, obviously, because they got it. They got the Rush Arena, and I mean, it's going to be over there. That's where it's going to be held. But
300,000 people.
I think that's great. I just look at the media that's going to be covering this thing, too. And I just think they're going to go back to their markets. I mean, we're going to have the stage for 5 days, and they're going to go back and talk about us. And I talked to the mayor. I was in his office, a couple weeks ago, and we got to start planning for that. I mean, I know the chief's talking about security things, and I think that will all happen. But nobody promotes themselves more and better than the NFL. And this is going to be a big, big deal for Green Bay. And that development that he talked about this morning, right across the street, you know, I was in the meeting when he said to, can you guys have this thing done by 2025? And I thought that's a great question, right? Because, you know, timing is, this is important. And I think we as a community got to get ready for this and not be like, oh, they're here. I mean, I'd like everything to look pristine, although it usually does in Green Bay. But if there's a project that we're thinking of doing, let's get it done by the NFL draft. I don't think that should drive our agenda, but I do think it should drive our timeline.
Right. Yeah. But a lot of people got mad at Z and I a couple of years ago because I remember I put something on my Facebook where I said, am I the only person that doesn't care that Paul McCartney's at Lambeau Field? And oh, did the Beatles... And then you chimed into my thing and said, Johnny, I'm with you. I never liked the Beatles either. Exactly. You remember that?
Yeah.
Because the people that went to that, they thought that was the greatest concert of all time, the McCartney.
Yeah.
Concert.
In fact, the book that I gave you, my last book that I wrote, is called Classic Rock, Woodstock, and the Bands Who Saved Us from the Beatles. So that kind of got a lot of people angry right there. But, you know, they're talking about the bad days back in... Can you imagine... In 1981, if somebody at the Packers organization said, don't worry, this is all going to work out. In fact, we're going to have the NFL draft here someday, but it'll be after Paul McCartney plays here.
Yeah,
right. Oh, yeah, sure.
Right. Yeah, that'll happen. Right.
But that what an asset that is, right?
No and, question. And I wish they'd have more of them. I wish
right.
Have
Billy,
more concerts.
Billy Joel was great.
Right.
But my highlight, and like you guys have been to a lot of games, but you got to admit, that weekend when LSU played the Badgers here, that...
Well, you know what?
That was awesome.
Unfortunately, the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game would have been epic. And they had to cancel it, of course, because of COVID. That would have been phenomenal.
But rescheduled, though, right?
I guess so, right?
I think it's...
For a couple of years down the road or whatever. But that would have been so fantastic.
I mean, you got that beautiful facility, which still looks brand new. I mean,
I
think it's 20 years.
I remember I was on one of those committees with the city about researching if we needed a new stadium. And people were talking about moving Lambeau Field at that time, about demolishing Lambeau Field. I mean, that was up for discussion. And I'll tell you what, I give Bob Harlan all the credit in the world for literally going door to door, knocking on people's doors, convincing them that we needed the room tax or whatever it was, and turning this into what it is right now. But, I mean, people don't realize there are some times where the old pendulum could have swung in the wrong direction here in Green Bay, because all these other cities were going so big with their stadiums. And, you know, Lambeau was just kind of landlocked, and it was what it was,
right?
You know?
We're going to get him as a guest here, and he's going to talk about, you know, some of the struggles he had. And, you know, that didn't pass by a big margin.
I know
a little bit about, you know, percentages. Right.
Were you mayor then?
I was on the stadium board. I was actually the vice president of the stadium board when that went to an election, and that passed in 2002. I was elected in 2003.
Okay.
So 2001, yeah.
But, I mean, that was quite the thing.
That needed to pass, but boy, did he work hard on that.
My
you
goodness.
Talk about door to door, and I think the media was pretty much on the Packers side. But I don't think anyone was against it. And I don't want to, you know, we're talking about the future, but I just want to go back for just because I live that. But I think what people wanted was, it's like the Packers are more than a Brown County team; they're a statewide team. So why couldn't everybody participate? But the tax went $160 million. 0.5% sales tax. Now it's been paid off and it's over, but it was all borne by the residents of Brown County. And I think that was the resistance. No one wanted the Packers to leave, for God's sake. And everyone wanted them to be competitive and, you know, be in the top, you know, 6-7 teams financially. But that was a struggle. And Bob he kept swinging and he kept saying there's no plan B, which I thought was a really good strategy. It's
right.
Like, well, if this doesn't work, we'll do this. And people are like, well, I'm going to vote it down. But he's like, this is it, you guys, you know. And then you get people that were on the board and those of us who had voting age kids at the time, they really reached out. If you look at the vote totals, people were calling their kids in college saying, here's an absentee ballot, you know, vote for this referendum. It was, it was a 52-53-47 margin.
It was close.
So,
it was very
anyway,
close.
I'm glad, and now everybody's voted for it, right? To people, oh yeah, I supported that.
Yeah. Have you ever had anybody tell you they didn't vote for you?
Because No, they don't. Well, a couple people, but not too many. Most people are.
Yeah.
Anyway, people, I think some people, vision's tough to sell because it's not there, you know? Take that roller coaster, for example. I mean, that was probably one of the more controversial things I did. And, you know, it worked, but it's just hard to do that. And that's why it takes people like Bob Harlan and other community leaders and You know, I think somebody as credible as you, Tom Zelaski, to say, look, I think this is a good idea. I think that carries some weight. And I appreciate all you've done for the city in the last 30, 40 years and, you know, making the city what it is, because it's a great place to live. And it's obvious by the award we just received.
You know, I've had the honor of being here all this time, Johnny, on the WPS Awards, Volunteer Awards every year.
Yeah.
I emcee those every year. Yeah. And it just so happened a few years ago, that event fell on the same day the Zip and Pippin opened.
Oh.
And so the mayor was at our morning banquet,
okay,
taking part in the Volunteer Awards, and he came up on stage and talked about, I've got to leave here, I've got to go open up the Zip and Pippin.
The Zip and Pippin.
And he looked at the crowd and he went, and yes, I am tall enough to ride it.
I'll tell you what, they got some issues out there right now, though, huh, with some of the machinery and everything like that, getting it fixed. I was reading an article in the Press Gazette the other day where it's like waiting for parts and things like that. But there are so many people that come from out of town, and I say go to Bay Beach, and they just love it, and they just can't believe the price for what you have there.
It is, but it's a business, right? It's got to be maintained. I mean, there's a lot of staffing there. That is a business to run. And when it was in the old days, when it was just, you know, a handful of pretty easy rides. I mean, you got to admit, you know, some of those rides don't... You know, we've upgraded, right? I mean, these are million-dollar rides now, and they have to be maintained, and some of them are a little older and used parts. So I read those articles. I feel sorry for Dan, who runs the Parks Department. I mean, he's trying, but things break. I mean,
absolutely,
you got a manufacturing company, a machine breaks.
And the supply chain is so slow these days.
Right.
Anything.
And sometimes the media isn't as kind as they could be. I mean, he's trying. And you're right, though, boy, man. People come to that park. Oh. The letters I got from people.
Absolutely.
And what the beauty of Bay Beach, and, you know, they even talk about this in this article about Green Bay, but, you know, it is kind of free if you think about it, right? Like, if you go down to Six Flags, you know, you can't get in without admission, and you can't bring your own food in. Well, Bay Beach, you can bring in your lunch, you can sit at the picnic table and just enjoy the water and not even go on a ride. If you go on a ride, it's, what, 25 cents, you know?
So. Could they ever, I know there had been some talk about returning a beach.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's going to happen.
Okay.
That will happen, right? In
like an actual swimming beach type thing.
That will happen.
Okay.
There's been a lot of work on that. It's not inexpensive. And it's not like we're creating a beach. We're restoring a beach.
Right.
That was a beach at one time.
Exactly.
And that's why the DNR and some of these other government agencies have been very good to us. And they're like, look, you're restoring a beach. They don't like when you like make beaches. They're okay with restoring. So, a lot of work has to be done, a lot of money, but you know, your grandkids are going to really enjoy that beach and that whole park. That's, you talk about Green Bay having a slice of life. I mean, that's going to be there.
And that's cool.
And so many cities have sold their amusement parks because they were all built on pretty good properties,
right?
On the beach or even where we bought the Zip and Pippin from. But we're committed to that park, and Eric is doing that, and the city council's on board, and I think the community is really on board to keep that as a park and to expand it so that we do have a swimmable beach there, and that will happen.
All right. Well, Z-Man, we're wrapping up your segment here. Just what's going on in the news biz these days? What's your big story? What are you working on?
You know what? To tell you the truth,
yeah,
I've been on vacation. I've been off for like 3 weeks.
Oh,
really?
So I don't know what they're doing down there because 2 weeks ago I had hernia surgery. So I've been off for the past 2 weeks, so-called recovering.
That doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
I'm fine.
The word
with that.
You look great.
And then it was just too much weightlifting? Do you still do that?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Every day.
But then it just so happens today is my first day of vacation.
Oh, wow.
So I get to be on vacation.
Well, you got up early to come down and see us on vacation.
Thanks for coming down here.
Oh,
I mean, are you at the Y?
Every morning.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were still at the Y. I used to run into you once in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't been there.
In Bellevue.
Yeah.
Now I'm at the Bellevue one, but, you know, I can't go there right now. I'm not allowed to, you know, lift anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't they have you on those little pink weights? Those whatever, those 2 pounds.
That's what I was using, Mayor. What do you mean?
The women that power walk. Or they
right. That's what I'm...
Yeah. Well, Z, congratulations on your phenomenal career. We really appreciate you being here and joining us today. And don't be a stranger, okay, my friend?
Anytime you guys call.
Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with scattered rain showers likely. Highs around 68. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows level off around 58. Cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 76. Upper 70s Wednesday and Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers. Wednesday, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. And noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, Jim Schmidt joining us here. Special thanks to Tom Zalaski and the current mayor of Green Bay, Eric, for stopping by today. Down the road, we'll be talking to a lot of folks over the phones and through Twitter. And well, actually not Twitter. Are you a Twitter guy? Me? I don't know how to do Twitter. No. Do you? Okay, me neither. We can text. We'll just do that.
This has been a good...
Are we two of the least technical people in America that make a living in... Well, don't make a living, but I mean do this for fun? It's close. We are very untechnical. Of course, you always had people. You always had an assistant.
I did. Right? I did. I always had assistants. And I said to them, in my defense, I want to say that I told them, I'm like, look, teach me how to do this. And they're like, oh, you're too busy or, you know, you're not bright enough to learn this. But I just never really learned a lot of the technical side. Now, we got Carly, you know, our producer, and Carly will be great in helping us, right? So we can do this. But this has been a great inaugural day. I know we had a few bugs that we had to work through, but I want our listeners to know that we're going to have our phone lines, you know, hooked up in a couple days. And we want this to be a show where we discuss
interactive issues, absolutely. Right? No question.
And we have some guests, some great guests coming down the road. That we reached out to last week, and they're like, yeah, you can.
Who's on the top? Let me tell you who's on the top of my list.
Who?
Donald Driver.
Okay, cool. I can do that.
All right.
He wrote the foreword to my book, Donald Driver.
I did not know that. Yeah, I didn't know you had a book.
Yeah, and that guy's awesome. And his story
is amazing.
Which, yeah, I don't know how long we're going to have him on, but he can talk about a lot.
And he's getting big into business now with sub sandwiches?
He
things
is.
Things like that, yeah.
And, he can talk about his kid. I remember his kid when he was so little, and he did a lot of fundraisers. And yeah, he's so humble. I mean, that guy.
He's the best.
So, all right, yeah, we'll get him on. That's not a problem.
I remember when he started out, he was a last round draft pick, and I did a radio show with him at Razzmatazz Bar. And you want to talk about, they put a piece of plywood over the pool table. That was our stage. And we did it on bar stools. So, I mean, you talk about humble beginnings, you know, coming and doing that radio show versus where he's ended up now. I'm very surprised, though, to be honest with you, the networks didn't grab him. I think he would be spectacular on one of those studio shows. Just spectacular.
But, like Tom Zalaski was talking about, maybe the politics weren't for him. You know, he's a pretty chill guy. And, you know, and I know he did, I think he went to one of the morning network shows.
Yeah, well, when he was doing Dancing with the Stars, they had him on a bunch then.
Yes.
And Good Morning America, I think
right,
it was.
That's, right. And I don't know why he chose not to pursue
such
that.
A natural.
He is.
Unbelievable.
And everybody loves his smile, and he works hard, too. That guy's a hard worker.
Go back. I didn't know you wrote a book.
Yeah.
Tom Zelaski has written, how many books have you written?
Seven.
He has written seven. I've
and
written
John, you've got four books, and you guys, yeah, I'm sure.
What was yours?
It was called Green Bay's Other Quarterback, and it talked about my 16 years of kind of.
I don't know. How did I not know that you wrote a book?
Same reason you weren't invited to my retirement party, right, John?
All right, all those things, right? All right. Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
And the one thing is that we all know writing local books, you make millions.
Oh, yeah.
There was one that was in Barnes & Noble, and I didn't realize they were carrying my book.
Oh.
And it was right next to, it was around Memorial Day, so they had a veteran military section, and it was right next to, like, Stephen Ambrose and the sniper guy,
oh, wow.
all these things. And I said they had a theme at Barnes & Noble, authors who have made millions and authors who have made dozens. And this one made dozens.
Maybe we could all get the same storage unit to put something, our books.
I know, right?
No, it was just fun to do. And
absolutely. I'm working on two more right now.
My books would be more your speed, John. There's a lot of pictures,
okay,
right?
Good.
Bart Starr, when he did some things here, and just some of the
ribbon. You know, you're talking about Jarts as an auctioneer?
Yeah.
I was at a, oof. I think you were there too, a fundraiser for the Doug Lavalette Foundation.
Oh, yes.
Over at the auto museum here in town.
Right.
And Bill got a gentleman to pay $11,000 for Bart Starr's watch. Wow. $11,000 yeah. for Bart Starr's watch.
Get this. Yeah, I've gone to a ton of those auctions.
Right.
And, you know, like we said, Z. And a big auction in our community, and you know, it's really not the items as much as it is the people who are there. And then if you can get
right.
a couple of these, you know, bankers and developers and lawyers and
yeah.
give them a few drinks, that can really drive the price up. Well, we went to an auction and I bought the helmet signed by Brett Favre, Bart Starr, and Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
You know, and there's enough. There's, what, 600 of those helmets out there. But so I bought that and I think I paid $900 for it. So a year and a half later, we're at the Green and Gold auction. That's a pretty popular
right.
auction here in Green Bay. And they were auctioning off that's another helmet, same thing, same signatures. It went for $9,000.
Yeah.
I said to my wife, should I go home and get ours and sell it to the second guy who didn't get it? Can you imagine that? But you know, it's just, it depends on the crowd. But I mean, again, I'll talk about the charity of Green Bay. It's just very, very generous. And I don't know who bought it, but just cool things in Green Bay.
Well, I've done dozens and dozens and dozens. And sometimes you just look around the room and you know if something's going to go for a good price
right.
or if it's not. And people don't realize that's a hard gig. If you're not a professional auctioneer, like we are not, it
right.
is a tough gig at times.
Yeah.
It really is.
Do you remember when we did those butterflies on,
yeah.
on parades? All
absolutely.
Right, so George clipped me pretty good for one of those. And it's still in my backyard, and I love it. But again, you know, once he gets down to two people,
right.
I mean, he's off the stage and sitting
absolutely.
On your lap. And
squeezing every buck.
And I think that's cool,
yeah.
right? And these charities, it's amazing what another $500,000 can do to your
right.
organization.
Right.
They pinch pennies, boy, in those charities,
no
those nonprofits. They
yeah.
are the most hardworking, honest, underpaid people in the community. You know, NEW, just the community shelter, just in these places that I've been really involved in. And I just, you know, the community always steps up for these
well,
things.
We're
I think that's
up.
Great.
We don't have much time, but one thing I do want to talk about is your amazing work with the community shelter.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy goes out and feeds the homeless. I mean, you serve them food, you do all that sort of stuff, and you get no accolades for it. You just kind of keep that quiet. But I think that's a really neat thing.
I've been doing that forever.
I know,
we did that when
really
my
cool.
kids, I did that before I was mayor. And
but I mean, let's put it this way. Okay, if you're running for mayor and you want to show up and have a photo op or something,
yeah.
doing that, that's all great. But you're doing it totally behind the scenes just for the sake of doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, we could use, you know, volunteers. And the weekends are tough to get volunteers to serve because it's Green Bay and it's the summer. And I don't blame
right.
people for being at their cottage. Or
right.
So even this weekend, you know, I had a 23-year-old kid just call and say, look, I'll volunteer. Is that awesome? I mean, I'm like,
that's fantastic.
Served food and cooked food yesterday. And and there's a lot more. We're going to get a lot of nonprofits in here. That Kite Festival, what they're doing at Family Services. There's just a lot of good things going on in Green Bay. And we'll get to that later as the weeks go on. But it's a great community. There's no question why we're number one in the United States to live. And it's, you know, the people make it great.
Absolutely. No question about it. We'd like to thank everybody that joined in today. And Like I said, we're going to have the phone lines hooked up later on this week. We'll have a lot of interactive talking. But once again, we just love the place we are, right downtown on the city deck. It's got the beautiful condos right above us. You've got a great coffee shop. You've got a new market opening very, very soon. So we're in the hub of downtown Green Bay, and there's no place we'd rather be than right here, right now. Isn't that right, Mr. Mayor?
That is correct. We love it here, and a lot of good things coming. And we, as we talked about, you know, NFL draft is one thing, but there's so much else going on here in Green Bay. We'll talk about it every day. We're glad you tuned in to WGBW, you know, 1590 AM. 97.9 FM.
He had to read it right off.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathers Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
Dynio Clay Products in Green Bay salutes our emergency first responders. That's law enforcement, firefighters, and medical professionals for their commitment and bravery. They're willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. This thank you is from Dynio Clay Products in Green Bay, your brick, stone, and fireplace experts since 1914. You can give them a call at 920-498-8549. You visit online at gagnonclayproducts.com. They're saying thank you to all of our first responders.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.